The daftrum is one of the oldest instruments in the Middle East. In Iran, the instrument has traditionally been used in Islamic prayer rituals. About 40 years ago, musicians started playing this drum in more contemporary settings. John Porvas, who is from Iran, plays it in Idaho. Olivia Wheats visited him at his downtown Boise studio.
The daf is not a drum that rests in your lap. It's about the size of a car tire that's balanced in midair when played. On the inside, circular metal rings hang from the wooden frame.
It's kind of you're adding shaker to your rhythm, like this.
John Porvas is from a family of professional musicians in Tabriz, Iran. He says approaching music as a rhythm of life is something he learned from his parents.
In the world, everything has a rhythm. Everything has their own rhythm. Every table, pictures, anything. Like when you are in the beach and you're listening to the sea, it's coming and...
Porvas has long dark hair and bushy eyebrows. He plays with his eyes closed, as if he's in a trance. Porvas came to Boise as a refugee a couple of years ago. He performs with his wife and their band, Torah Dan. This past year was a big one. He was named a master artist in the Idaho Commission on the Arts Folk and Traditional Arts program. He also started recording his first album, and he's been teaching his student, Marty John Cox, how to play the daf.
I play a lot of different percussion instruments from a lot of different countries and cultures.
But John Cox had never met someone who knew how to play the daf the way Porvas does. The instrument was exotic, and it presented a challenge.
So far, the actual rhythms in music that we're learning is not particularly difficult right now, but just holding it and just developing correct technique, I'd compare it to something like the violin or the flute or the East Indian tablas, where technique, you know, you work a long time just to get a very basic good sound out of the instrument. So there's three basic sounds. There's the tum, the beck, and the chap. And the beck and the chap should sound pretty much the same. You see, I got a ways to go.
John Cook says he enjoys learning from Porvas because their lessons often diverge into history and religion.
In the daf, we have also magams, and we call this magam Hayallah. Hayallah means God is present.
Hayallah, God is present. That's awesome. It's an awesome name for a rhythm.
Historically, the daf has been used for Sufi prayer rituals in Iran. But that changed in the 1970s.
Mostly, still they are using for traditional musics, but you can see somebody that is using the daf in rock music or even jazz music.
But this was a slow transition. In the same decade daf was brought into the open, the leader of Iran banned musical broadcasts on the radio, comparing the effects of music to opium. Concert restrictions followed. That didn't jibe with Porvas.
Instrument, anything in the world, it belongs to human. I think it's good to share with them.
What is the feedback that you've been given from the audience and from people that have seen the daf maybe for the first time?
They're mostly amazed about how this sound can come from this instrument. It's just skin and frame.
His goal for Idaho is to have a daf drum circle. His student, Marty John Cox, says he'll join. But Porvas still needs more people who want to learn how to play this ancient instrument. In Boise, Olivia Wheats, Boise State Public Radio News.